Good morning, and what is your name, please, ma'am?
Raven Tessa.
Okay, that's me.
You have the honorable, Mr. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold right on, and she'll be right with you as soon as she can find all of your paperwork.
Okay, Ms. Tessa?
Yeah.
Can you please restate your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Raven Lenore Tessa, 269944.
Thank you. I'm appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. And you were notified about this hearing on February 20th, and you signed a form. Do you remember signing that form?
Yeah.
That's the form. It said the hearing would be today. It's that form.
Yeah.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So, did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
Myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so down at the far end there, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room, and you'll see him in a moment, there he is, the Honorable Mr. Respy. He is a parole officer with Department of Corrections, so he'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Cassa and Ms. Cassa, and Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Cassa?
Yes.
And Mr. Respy?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Cassa, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Ms. Cassa, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false.
Okay.
So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release, on or about July 2nd, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were absconded from supervision. Ms. Cassa, is this true or false?
True.
That's true? Okay, ma'am, thank you. Based on Ms. Cassa's admission that I moved to find her delinquent as she did violate the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Cassa, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, Mr. Westby is going to fill us in with some background information. So just hold on. We'll be right back to talk with you and ask some questions in just a moment. Mr. Westby.
Ms. Cash was released from ADC on July 2nd, 2018. She was arrested January 28th, 2019 by Mesa PD, knowing charges. She was back in DOC custody on January 28th, 2019. With an adjusted community supervision ending May 28, 2019, 210 abscond days. Prior conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 6 months. She has a prior conviction in 2012, unlawful use of means of transportation, 9 months. This is our second term of DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release completion, 3 months. For disciplinary violations are minimal. After she returned to DOC on February 16th, 2019, received a major violation for disrupting count, which was disrupting count or out of place. Other arrest, 2014, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. All other arrests received between 2016 and 2018, which or drug-related charges resulted in charges that were not processed or were dismissed. The community risk score is G2B water.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Ms. Casa, we have a very, very brief written summary of what happened, and it looks like you were originally assigned a TLC on North 9th Avenue in Phoenix, and you went there, it looks like originally, but you were only there for maybe a day or two, and it looks like you were discharged. So what happened? Why didn't you stay there?
I never went there.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I never, no, that is not me on there. There are different security numbers on there.
Oh, okay. So where did you go?
I never checked in. I went back home.
Okay. And where's home?
In Pinal County.
Okay. So you went back to Pinal County.
Yes.
Right.
But yeah, that's not me on there.
Not you. Okay, I'll put a little question mark. Okay, were you working while you were out?
No.
Not working? Did you contact your parole officer at all, ma'am?
No, I did not.
Okay. Did you, you had a substance abuse score of 2. Did you have a drug problem at all or alcohol problem?
No.
What?
Alcohol problem.
Okay, alcohol. Had you done alcohol treatment any time, or?
No.
No alcohol treatment? So what happened when you got back and you you got the major discipline? Looks like you were out of place, maybe. What happened that day?
That is because I went to another bay, and I went to go see my friend because she was going blind. She has real bad diabetes.
Oh.
And I didn't know she was on the same yard as I was until somebody told me she was there.
Okay, so you went to see your friend that was doing count?
No, it was probably 2 minutes before count.
Okay.
And they caught me when I was going out of the building.
Okay. So what were you doing when the Mesa PD picked you up? Why did you come to their attention?
Mesa never picked me up. It was Phoenix Police Department that picked me up.
Okay, and what happened that day?
The 28th of January?
Yes.
Yeah, I was walking down the street, and I guess they got caught on somebody else at a different house, and they stopped me, and then they ran my name.
Okay. So what were you doing in Phoenix if you were living in Pinal County?
Because I was in Pinal County, and then I went back to Phoenix a couple of weeks before I got arrested.
Okay. So you had moved back up. Were you looking for work, or did you move with a friend, or...
I was with a friend, and I was trying to turn myself in, but they caught me before I was going to turn myself in, so, yeah.
Okay, ma'am. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question for Ms. Gaffa? Okay, ma'am, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance in case there's anything else you've thought of that you'd like the board to consider. Is there anything else you'd like to let the board know?
Just that... That's not me on the paper that the social securities are on and everything. I just don't want to get confused with somebody else.
Okay, so your social is not 601-643, and I won't say the rest just because.
It's the last four numbers are 3075.
Okay, so they got it wrong number here.
It might just be a typo.
Okay, it might just be a typo. Okay, so Ms. Castle, the board is going to go into discussion, and the board that we do a discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, ma'am, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Ms. Castle, seemed like she was probably doing okay out there, but she never contacted her parole officer, and that just kind of, as one board member says, kind of defeats the whole purpose of community supervision. The idea is to be in contact with your parole officer. So I'm not seeing her as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any thoughts of fellow board members. Okay, not seeing any additional thoughts, I'm going to make a motion based on information and warrant 2018-2018-W2161, our conversation with Ms. Casa, information from Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Casa was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company, specifically by not contacting her parole officer and being absconding for 210 days. So.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second Mr. Johnson. Agree. Dr. Wright, Mr. Hill, Mr. Quinones. Okay, and Ms. Castle, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. And, you know, when you're on community supervision, one of the very basics is that you stay in touch with your parole officer. So, since you didn't, we really can't see returning you to community supervision. We do have show a release date of May 28th for you. So it's a little bit over 2 months to go. And we sure hope we have, not that we don't like you, but we hope we never see you back here in Orange. As Mr. Neal always says, Orange is not your color. You know, so we wish you the best, and if you would, just maybe lay the phone down or let the next inmate or the CO3 know that you're finished.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Casa.
Thank you.